Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 28th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The stock trading app Robinhood confirmed it placed trading restrictions on several stocks, including GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, COS, and Nokia, letting users close or sell positions but not buy new shares. A pop-up on Robinhood's homepage says 56% of its users own at least some GameStop stock. Discord confirmed that it banned the server used by the Wall Street Bets subreddit, saying it continued to allow hateful and discriminatory content after repeated warnings. Reddit also confirmed that the subreddit was taken private for about an hour on the evening of January 27th. Once public again, the moderator said they were working on automated moderation software to deal with the surge in traffic, but hadn't been granted special API access by Reddit, and pointed to the Twitter account at WSBmod for public communication. Microsoft reported it earned $2.03 per share on revenue of $43.1 billion in Q2, up 17% on the year and beating analyst expectations. Azure grew 50% of the year, driving overall intelligent cloud revenue up 23% of the year to $14.6 billion. More personal computing was up 14% to $15.1 billion, with Xbox content and services up 40% and Surface revenue up 3%. Samsung reported overall revenue grew 2.8% on the year in its Q4 to 62.55 trillion Korean won, about 56.4 billion US dollars, even as revenue from its mobile division fell 11% in the year. Quarterly profit was up 26.4% in the year, driven by the highest ever quarterly earnings for its display division and strong demand in its memory business, although Q4 profits did fall 26.7% compared to Q3. Apple reported it earned $1.68 per share in Q1 on record revenue of $111.44 billion, up 21% in the year and beating analyst expectations. iPhone revenue was up 17% to $65.5 billion, services were up 24% to $15.76 billion, other revenue, including Apple Watch and EarPods, up 29.7% to $12.97 billion. Mac revenue was up 21% and iPads up 41%. The information sources say Facebook is preparing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, which will claim Apple abuses its dominant market position by forcing third-party developers to follow App Store rules that it doesn't apply to its own apps. On Facebook's earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Apple regularly interferes with how other apps work on its platforms. Also on the earnings call, Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook will no longer recommend civic or political groups to its users. He further said Facebook is considering steps to reduce the amount of political content seen in the newsfeed. TechCrunch's sources say Apple will introduce its app tracking transparency feature to the next iOS beta release, with a general release planned for the spring. The feature will be enabled by default, with users able to opt in to sharing their identifier for advertisers on an app-by-app basis in settings. Ring announced the Ring Video Doorbell Wired, which costs $59.99, $40 less than the Ring Video Doorbell that has a battery. It's available for pre-order, shipping February 24th. And Amazon is also taking pre-orders for the $250 Screen Swiveling Echo Show 10, previously announced in September, shipping February 25th. A group of 8 law enforcement agencies successfully coordinated in seizing key infrastructure used by the large Emotet botnet. After seizing 2 primary command and control servers in the Netherlands, Dutch officials say they plan to push an update to all infected machines that will effectively uninstall Emotet on March 25th. WhatsApp now supports adding fingerprint, face, or iris scanning to use as a second layer of authentication on the desktop and web versions of the app. Android and iOS devices are used for the biometrics, which must be paired to the desktop client through a QR code. And finally, the latest version of the messaging app Telegram on iOS allows users to import their chat history from WhatsApp, Line, or KakaoTalk, allowing participants to continue conversations in line. Group and individual chats must be exported individually. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Yesterday, Molly Wood joined the show to break down everything happening with the Wall Street Bets subreddit. You might want to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.